Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 metermoy frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japheth Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlabazulu siyahlangana namhlanje ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona uhambo lwakhe lwezwekazi leAfrika leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kunangale ke eZimbabwe ngani sokuzalele ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa, kodwa ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuze ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe lokugoqela ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke lenhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhlanje sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu kube-internet lobokuxhumayo na lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media xa singakuthanga ngesilungu uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni. So ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona sibili abantu sebepostela akade bekupostela kuWhatsApp kuzobuya ke endaweni ezijeneyo. So ke khonapha ke nxali lokukhona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela iWhatsApp number yethu 0120246530318. Ye kunjalo kwanti.
Duwe. Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya toda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo, asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vananzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu mudzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yari kakuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika zvodhirapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya tirikuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yekuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077. Isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that, we understand, he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So, okay, Zulukan Davasi is here. So, Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kunangale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlanganwa khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakokuhluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time we saw that in the Sunday news George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare on 14 January 2019 who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't dispute that.
We cannot dispute that. It's just interesting that you know they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing
to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like mm-hmm. that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, mm-hmm. that this thing came up as well, that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
No, no,
I'm not saying I'm speaking on behalf of the police. No, what I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that. What are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people say.
Avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and try to bring in other other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure where that is. And there's Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, a message to say he's watching. And, in Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages. Yes. There are quite a few.
And interesting. So yes. We've got a caller on the line. Let's hear who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadi Nipar.
Yeah, who's on for it?
Yeah,
Pira Lavadidan. Hi, Pira Kulum.
Kulma Lavan. Pakistan.
Yeah, Dawin, I want you to go to Wananjan.
Seri katana la bantu ana wangu kutukudu wakona kuzima wakona kutu wakona ni loma kutuiwa kuma voti kaskuwa kutu sivote wakona kutuwa kwa kanyeni loma kutu sabeskala kutu sabeskala kutu sabeskala kutu sabeskala kufikuna from kuma voti kutu kutuwa maje la sabeskala kakona so mangiti ya kanyeni kutu ukuze kulunga kutu wakonzima wakona njenye nja agiti yonke haiki nja ekona la panelizwe abadala laba bekhona makuthiwa kuyalungisibize khona ekuvoteni abakwazi ukuthi bavotele utshintsho kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani yini e-right abangayenza thina intsha sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenawoyi yokuthi singavota still so noma kusenzakala into ezisiso manje sijika thina sisola nethina sivota singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuphi yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube lokubamba leli zweni yikho kunga ukuthi kube lotshintsho kodwa uma kusase so nabantu abangaphandle bakwazi khona ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luzelibe khona ukuze kulungilizwe and masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodamo olukhona nje elizweni langendlela egovernment ebamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lotshintsho
eduzane.
Yes,
Ikakhulu ku generation yethu le esilayo manje ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa thina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya independence ye abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona 25 years uhlala 1000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana ona 25 years uhlala 1000 away from unkosikazi wakhe sakuthi vele into zakhona zizanzima la abasekhaya ukuthi bezoyihlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazama ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamakhosa kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namafisana la ahlumeza abantu basuke abalungisela nabo ngoba nabo basekunzimeni okufanayo lati
siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni phose lokugcina khona ngamafishane ba
mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni lasezimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungiswe kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo ma kuyiwa intweni ezifana nabo futhi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sithe sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbe nilapho kungaba khona ukuba lotshintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela
sawa ngikhulu ke mdaweni ungathinela kusasa ba
Yes,
that is Mr. Spanda. He's saying that, you know, he's very sad about what is going on at home. But he wants the right to vote. Because he says, as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem. So he says, let's have a different government and maybe things may change. So I guess we've got a caller. So take a caller.
Yes. Muripo Erepar Nare.
Tulipo.
Tukutawala nani uya murikopi?
Murikala na Sene Panda, aruku kutana Havuroni.
Makadi nenyo amai?
Tulipo makadi.
Tiba tirewo neza, munu funga nenyaya ya tina ya nasi.
Nyaya ya nasi.
Mabanda, unjani mamu ya kulumisi ndevezi? So I would go to when I want a journey. Was a galas book?
I want the galas book of coke pushing me to Michelaganan. I want my two hundred Farela network. As what size of command and less so within Benny's Yakil and Benniva about Tilang as near Civil War.
Yes, it's all talking. I got it one of his way. Uhulumende akukwemthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-internet so uthe kuvulwe ke i-internet kuvule labo-social media kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho
kuyangithabisa kakhulu ngoba sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke
nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu odaba lolo wena ubona ngazane kwini ongenza ukuthi kulungise konke okuhlupha ezimbabwe
indaba le ukuthi zilungise vele asekufuna khona phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngokuthi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngakhona nje singayilungisisi
so kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona ngazane kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazane sibili bathunuka izilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala la kudala lokhani sakukhumbula so-ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda so wena ubona ngazane xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni
lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunga izilonda sakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi igovernment yethu sibili sawondayo akunanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo bebazaphunga ubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga kuphelele emoyeni njengenjayelo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phosele ukugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho
hayi ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhimalo ujenet banda usebutswana kwele havuron ngiyabonga
sibonga kakhulu ke janet banda ungathinela kusasa so that is janet banda she's coming out loud really about the internet shutdown and she says you know if the government has decided if the high court has made that kind of ruling it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo Erbar Nare.
Tiripo, tiripo mkoma, katiripo mkoma.
Tiri nali chaizo, murikupiko.
Mirimu N3 mjohani zbekumo.
Ya, tirikuta wala nani?
Na alafu modondo.
Makadiko wadondo.
I'm going to go to the house. Vanhu vari kumira-mira kuti vanhu vanyatso kutambira mari zvakanaka pati ivarito kusvika vachitouraya vanhu vachirova vanhu zvakaipa sereke izvozvi nditoti wachirumazuku hazvina kutomira zvakanaka izvozvo masoja akangozara aaa kwese kwese hatsumo uchisvika kuti zviri kufamba sechazvo chaizvo zvinhu zvinogwadza mhani zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe izvi kana iri yenyaya ndiri kuhwawa yatiragwapa iri kuti asokubuda weyo iyi yekuti hamene wekuti kudanenge ndamhanyisa wekuti zvakamira sezvatinongova zvingotagwa-tagwa izvi kuti kwanzi vachamisa chaita prime minister hatiini zvakadaro isusu hatitori takawina maelections zvakanaka-naka hatii takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kunovotera vachamisa takunzi kwanzi toita zvokubatanidzwa nezanupief zvaita se zanupief ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose so 37 years kubva 1981 tichingotongwa nezanupief nanhasi tichingotongwa nepasi pezanupief tirikutoa zvakazvazvisa zvakururama kana zvamuchose right now maindia ringonisevenzesa in and out home and away tichingovasouth africa tichingo tanyaa nyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa isi tichingova kuno south africa kunoko kusana yapera namarori so far right now izvozvo tikurova 3-4 lodi debeg tiakubudirisawo nyika yedu tichingourayiwa namaindia kunoko hatina kana option toenda kupuka todizira tichakwa tichadizira izvozvo tiri kunzi kwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana ari kupi chiwaita hwanyika nyika yakanaka weiyoyo inabhadhara tax yekuti naenda kusakabasa kwausabvi kwenyika shuwa zvingaita zvinhu vedu wei haa vedu wei zvinhuwe zvino ngavaone vatihwire kuti tisi vanhu ava vedu wei ngavatihwire tisi vanhu ava tatambura isusu tirikutambudzwa namaindia musouth africa munomu
machiti
mhanyisa nemarodi tiaiziviaiachiti kwadza nevalodi panapa
mataura nyaya mataura vadondo 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 mataura nyaya yekwachirumanzu chii chaitika kwachirumanzu chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu
vanhu vane vanhu vari kunzi kwanzi kwakafa vanhu vatatu but vanhu vakava kune kuti vane umwe vanhotodzawo vakatofawo kumaraini kwedu vanga variko kubhuruwa yoko iwo kuchiwa zvakafa vanhu vatatu masoja ari kwakangozarazara mumakomo kuti ari kuita chii hauzivi ari pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiyopiyo pose anongova masoja hatizvizizvo seziya zviya isusu kuti atikana vachita zvehondo zvozvongofamba sei zvinhu ngazvitaurirwani zvakanaka zvoitwa zvakanaka kana vatadza kutongwa ngavatisiyawo vanogona vazviitewo tikwanisawo kudzoka kumba wetigaro na takakudawo musha iduwo isusu takaatikavhota vakuti zvinyira vatakavhota vachona izvozvo zvokubatsira ti hazvibatsirika izvozvo nai vakomana hakuzi rugaro basa riri kugwadza mudhara basa riri kugwadza namarori izvo tebenjobek nerori sowapana kuzogwadza veduwe haiwa maindia andotorera advantage kuti kana usingadi robas and then ndova nowek no pay kana ukarova one day mari yatokatiwa pachina chao chawana iwoiune nyika apa nerimwe side vanhu
vachiremuvachatoti
ndizvamusose hazvogwadza kanhu veduwe aumbu nemusana hatizvitoita sei manhuyo
vadondotine
nyika yedu
vadondo tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanhuwa zvamataura ndinoimba kutizve pane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu Mr. Donde here is quite agitated.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the army of all people should teach people to get mm-hmm. along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to hear anything about a government of national unity because the elections were very, very clear
mm-hmm.
as to who the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, mm-hmm. especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, they are saving rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadine, you pardon, Nare?
Yes, I'm feeling for it. Unjan.
I'm corners in the Zambakanjan.
I'm Bichan Funkulman is over.
I'm Norman Aslang and Sean is in the very slow with Chewa is in Yanja, but as long as the wood bear news.
Yeah, Kalsam only Molfuna.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program.
Mm.
Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home
mm-hmm.
is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers
mm-hmm.
are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. So I know So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is, I don't know what's your take, it's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons. We don't have the weapons just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains. And now, like the caller we have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma. And the best thing we can do
mm.
is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. People can have to start screaming. The guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics,
mm-hmm.
but you have got people on the ground. You've got and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition
mm-hmm.
that caused Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abantu bayahlangana wanarusangana and laba ukuthi uNdebele umshona umhlobo bani amankazana amafana abadoda zwese, so
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. There is, if you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says, I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? People are being picked up. If you know you are an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Can I go to Buddha? Can I also ask for your for your friends or for your relatives who are outside? Go to Zambia. Go to Mozambique. Go to South Africa. Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. So thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo, here paru nare.
Omu Muripo.
Tukuta wana nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Shumba. Wa Shumba, murikupi. Tipeo fukwa zenyu.
Muriku South Africa. Muriku Batikana. Sikuru mesi. Kuitika. Asi. Imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief father is this. Asiyo wachisira, pati zimwe nika. Sakata na diara siku watu wa maeneksi na kato uinua. Nemunu. It's just going immediately.
Sakandriku
batika na sikuru.
Maga pita kutipaitu wechi hapa. Maga pita kuti Amerika kwa kutipritain hidini.
Mafungira angu sababu mazirata chingweta utuanu. Hari kupandukira na pandukira na. Nitangani kifunga uti mkupa na unu ntinambuto uyu. Naye angotaura chokwadi kuti ini maelection ndakarhiwa oza mukadzi anonzi chikumbati budisa chokwadi
ndozamunofunga kuti zvingabatsira
mafungira angu obva audza futi yasi chinguyouya wokutonga nyaya kuti iwe kutonga nyaya sezvakanaka vatonga wakatendekerwa futi sezvawakaitwa paya ndiri umwe munhu akatoshandisa mari yangu kuenda kunovhota ndichifunga kuti zvinhu zvingatinakira but hei saka wemaizviuya always scared kuti vana kana kuti mai kana ani unogona kukomuka akafa
ehe aiwa tinonzwa
maikonzeni yachainde kuti Britain neamerica mastake action hokwatii kwete zvokuti vanomanyira kune dzimwe nyika tozoita zvokuti hatizvoni kuti isu chii chiri kuitika uyevo I'm worried kuti who is the president unhu anofamba nendege woita seanofamba nechitima chamarasha
vanonoka kusvika
vatononokesa kubvasuro vachidzimotoka
tinoseka kwete kuti tiri kuseka zviri kuitika munyika tiri kuseka matauriro amuri kuita ndova ari kutisetsa pano ndoda kuti munzwisise kuseka kwatiri kuita
kana ini handisi ku kiimakaisa muri kutaura zvakashata tiri kuuya nazei maonero angu shuwa chero dei tiri chitima chamarasha handiti tozvatairwa ndege yakadhuradhura samari ingabiri yatika kare
aiwa ngatitarisirei zvichaitika mumaawa akati o ari kuuya zvatanzwa kuti vagurisira rwendo rwavo pakati kuti vadzoke kumba
asi shoko rangu rokupedzisira Mwari hazi wemunhu wani.
Ehe.
Mwari anofanira kubatsira Zimbabwe. This is the time. Nokuti Mwari akataura achiti kana vanhu vangu vanoda nhika rangu vakazvininipisa vakasiya zvakaipa zvavo ndichapodza nyika yavo uye ndichavaregerera. So we are demanding him kuti zvaakataura mumagwaro matsvene ngazviitike.
Aiwa. Tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu vashumba. Tinotenda chaizvo.
Murambe muchindibata uva komana.
Aiwa tichaedza chaizvo, tichaedza.
Ndine munonzi Brian unoda kutaura.
Ya, ngavauye vangoita muchidimbo.
Ungaiti. Halo, kwazwai makadi.
Tiri pedu mukoma Brian, titaurirewo zvamunofunga.
Ini mwanjara mune mafungiro tashundu zika zikuru ninyayarugi itika na uye masoja mapurita kupuru wakwe wanu kukwara nukusungwa shakura nize kuteze unge wanu wari mnika isiri au unge watoro iyo wanu wari mnika yao masoja ndile uundo kwa huma mapurita ndile uchengitizaru nyararo shino kana taki kwa masoja manja shino zacho zarema
zarema aiwa ire
a zare mazo bada shio
eh aiwa
tina aiwa tari tiri tiri edu nyengetero ngo kuti zvinhu zvite zvakanaka tigone kutoka tisimudzire nyika yedu dzoke payanga iyi
tokwadi aiwa
nudu daro dazo nakawaka imba nakwanisa kupidza ndakaenda nemari yandakaenda nayo chibva kuno South Africa kuenda ikoko kusvika kuti tingi haitangi chisimende yacho
Hai.
So zviri kurwadza.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma ya Brighton namasho kwenyu.
Hai.
Tinoimba.
Mazvita
chaizvo tinoimba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu. Mazvita chaizvo.
Handiti ka.
Hai, wazvinoita. Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old Bombera kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this
situation.
So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me, guys, right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to show internet if you have a little water. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozias Nzua who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't. And then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then, Tandani, Mkondisi, Mube, Upalile, Lapoti, Uchana, Logulalana, Logovala, Internet, Osogulungiswa, Osogulungisa, Ilizwe, Pumelwenzwe, Angela, Engono. So, Yakulmakuram. I guess we've got another caller. Maybe,
Makadiniko Parnare.
Ndiripo makadi muri kutaura namanhanda kuSouth Africa makadi mese nevari kuZimbabwe nenewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi
ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu
naika taura sarudzai hamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu
I've been listening very carefully since the opening of the program. People were talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Sikolome into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili singayenza njalo ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya sibambane sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani iyayo kuona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyocha mutemo unovabvumira tisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nokuti papa vanohurongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende remember panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika So I've been thinking, as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. Regardless that I'm a ZANU-PF supporter. I left ZANU-PF, the country 2000, and besides, left the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society needs to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passionate of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenyu kwamunobva imi, kana makuenda kunoroora, mukazonoti makunoroora kuya kukasvika umwe munhu achitaura mashoko anotizo, kwamunoda kuroorera uku, hakuna chimiro chakanaka. Mumusha umu mune ngozi. Muchaenda here kuda kunoroora ikoko?
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndozvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichine vamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserve. Meanwhile, bone lina abantu ba Zimbabwe, siyaqhabanga nakakhulu siyazondana. We are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also, you guys of VOA, you have been going throughout the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makampani amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya, kubvapa akatanga kuita, akambokuitira ichii. Maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo, muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei. Zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa. Asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndivo vakanga varipo. Makadii kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo. Shabhani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa? Ko Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokuBhindura? Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sokuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevana vomuZimbabwe, hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapiwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashevhi vese vanachamisa ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone. Tinokudzoka kwamuri. Imbomira ipapo. Pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi imi rambai muri pafoni. Don't go away. Handitika.
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parunare?
Yeah, kulo muntu wesintwini lapha econgweni. Sizokuthi silobani mfowethu, kunjani econgweni khonapho?
Ngiyaphila mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu ngilapha eHavrone eBotswana linjani Dube?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina.
Ye, phosa lakho Ndlovu.
Hayi elami sivili lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya ungana ku akulunganga.
Mhm.
Kodwa ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha.
Mhm.
Ukuthi siyakhala sitoku njoku nje sesiduveke sathini thini senza njani ukuthi silungile.
Mhm.
Yilo supo lwami this guy who is talking about kathi singasikhangela isituation esekhaya silabantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa ukuthi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani.
Mhm.
Bengilalela lapha babekhuluma eNew Zealand ukukhuluma ukuthi abanye sebelahla ama grocery ade bewathethe konke konkwala kulunga kumele sikhangele iside lonke.
Mhm.
So mina into engiyibonayo ukuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangele any situation on the ground ukuthi situation yethu yipi as Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yeah, so what can we do?
Abantu ukuthi swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Ndlovini.
Ngama ordinary people abantu abaphuwa.
Ubuya kuhle Ndlovini.
Forget about their political orientations ukuthi mina ngwe party le mina ngwe party le lokunjanjana. Izinto ezazisithatha isikhathi eside. Thina abanye sezahlala edukeni lobo for since 1980. Mhm. Engxenye abanye kutsha kubo.
Pho kwenzweni Ndlovu?
Nga ule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu?
It's very obvious.
Kwenzweni
Ndlovu? Into emele ukuthi se yenziwe njengoba indoda lana ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokurechwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nga isinjalo. Nga kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took ama positive measures ukuthi how do we save our people on the ground.
Ngicela ubambe umlomo Ndlovu. What Mr. Ndlovu is saying, what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here, a person who actually advocated for non-violence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. Mm-hmm. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So, Baba Ndlovu, konoke atembuya lakho ukuthi uMartin Luther King wemuzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisa izikhali. Wena ngizwe sibambe izikhali lapha, ungazani izikhali kuyabe kuchiswa amateki phela lapho. So, qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho, Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they were a wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalutho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avuke ukuthi yes ifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. they are in a very, very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent. Right, Zimbabwe lapana sibe lama elections. Ama elections angkona sonke siwenza, we committed ourselves to ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president, Reverend Robert Mugabe, Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and a prosperous country. But right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship. And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up, and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism. People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now, the biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own.
And
that's what we need at the present moment. But see, the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi siphiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point.
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazani ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers. That is Maranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on
hold. Mr. Shumbaji, I just wrote the
Ndanyara. Maranda, I think.
Muchiripo, you're a partner?
Ndiripo?
Yeah. Manzo, Satoru, and Vava, Vapar, Nara, Equals Maze. Pane zvamungada kutaura here, zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirani nazvo?
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally. Yes, here and there We once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged to a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 1976. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade E.G. is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening, and what will happen thereafter? Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
I've already said people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both the public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things. Such as, Layava Nodari Kiza Mwero, Wokuita Zunis Munges Okapo Zangis Chitik, and the Kataura Zendichit, Kurukuitwa Wan, Ina and the Fungukit in the Nap Farira, and the Kukurzi, Snogunak Saitika, Pamanang, Snogunak Saitika, Kanapam Skurwang, as a Zungangoitika Kununu Minang, Kosungaitika Kununu, and all that Titan Kanapunum, Skurwang, Kanapangariang, Zunis was also in the Sindhi Matapakatipomo. I think the only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders, the human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's have a heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can condemn him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you didn't do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got stay on the line for a few minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a short speech.
Magadini par narap.
Is that a Magadini?
Tirinani Murikupi?
Ndiyim kuma Mike. Kwa sape.
Magusari, mchitimbu, tipe ofungwa zenyune nyaya dariroi.
Zakanaka, imiti ni wanasa kuti wamnanga kwa chanchi, pachawi ya kukula mila, kakauya. Hapana chini, chavani chibatila na chini, kuzi, mungu wata kwa katingu rina ya ajimuko ni wataizu. Government ya wana wana kutunga mila, haicha fe ya katunga mila, zakanaka, kuzi. Haipite mungine zulu, zakawanda, saipite kwa nikibita miti. Imi zuzi, ndiriti nika under the sun, ya kani zilipa ama sanchini. Kuna yeyanya zetu zemati telo pikanji ino zosumuka shikaya ya naka ichishingiriwa yu wachipema kubato wakatema hapana kana kwa na yu nchi nina kakara sakanda kususita zwana kutuwani zwana zwana kutuwani wakati plus ikuno miyawe ya kambu kuzira kile ziri ya kambu shaka sa hizu ino wama nanda ya maruta urao Pane wopu yere ni munhu wawe kuti achatumi dzira Zimbabwe ika sefaifa under sanctions ichikwanisa kuzosangana ne 1233 zvinhu zvakanaka ende nyika iyoyo iyo inoti minister of transport aripo minister of energy aripo iye president anonoti ichinga kuannounza mitengo yedizil kureva kuti munhu akatobvunza asingakwanisi kuassign maduties kuvanhu vanenge vainavo haatoti hatovimbi navo kuve vakavarengesiavo kuti yazaanaudza zvinhu zvakashata kudaro uyezve panongoti Zimbabwe is open for business could just bring around the world in the end sech tinenge takabata chaivo hapana kosaina zvinhu mwedzi president vasaina zvinhu zvakati but come home hapana vanhu vari kuurayana chinhu chavari kuurayirana iye anochiziva
Aye, watatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu.
He's
saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
Yeah, and even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes.
And maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer. But we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Kanono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night. We'll be right back.